Welcome to the Big Ready Week here on the Productivityist Podcast. It's me, Mike Vardy, and for the next few days, you're going to get little sneak peeks, little bonus episodes featuring guests that will be appearing at my virtual event, The Big Ready, that's taking place on Tuesday, February 2nd, 2021. If you want to learn more about the event, go to thebigready.com and pick up your ticket now. But today, we're going to kick things off with Vanessa Tharp. Vanessa is a change maker, she's an action taker, and she is the Productivityist Chief of Staff. We're going to talk a little bit about what she brings to the table, both for my company and for, you know, what she does to the world. So let's get to it. Here is a sneak peek of what you can expect to hear from Vanessa in the future on a later episode of the podcast, but also what you can expect to hear from her throughout the time that we'll be spending together at the Big Ready on February 2nd. Here we go. One of the things when I've tried to scale before is I did it wrong. And you know how I found out I did it wrong? I didn't have anybody to bounce the idea off of, per se, which made it challenging. I just thought this is the way you do it. So the last time I tried to grow is I turned everything from a I into a we and or a they. And Productivityist became a, quote, corporation or a company. But with that, there was no soul there. I took the soul out of it and people noticed. For example, when we – and I've grown in that regard to know that that's not the answer. That's not the only answer. People like the people like my writing. People like the podcast. People like to hear this authentic kind of conversation. They don't want it to sound like, oh, you're just another faceless thing. And that's what I was getting. And that's – and I noticed it. And but sometimes when that happens, and I want to get your feedback on this because you do help out with this, not just with me, with the work we're doing, but outside of it, like you've got your own stuff going on too. It's not just like you're only doing this. I felt like you know, when you're stuck in quicksand, although maybe you don't know, but I mean, if you've ever been stuck in quicksand, you know, we always remember there's that adage, like, you know, there's this meme, like we were told about to avoid quicksand so much as kids, we wondered if it was everywhere possible that we could find. But I mean, when I fell into this trap of turning Productivityist into Mike Vardy is the Productivityist to Productivityist is a company that will help you with this. I felt like I was trapped and it was hard to like pull my way back out of that. And I mean, it took me just to make a decision to do it. But it was not easy. And it was some of the damage had already been done. How can you help people? And how do you help people, you know, recognize that so that they can reflect back on it, like you said, and go, okay, this is how I should do it so that I don't go down that path, or let me walk my way out of it.
Yeah, no, I do. Well, first of all, I trained for quicksand as a child. I grew up on a lake on a mountain, and I was fairly certain that I was going to have some serious incidences with quicksand. Uh-huh. I'm proud to report at the time of recording this, I am 38 years old. I have never yet been stuck in quicksand. I kind of feel like I was gypped, but that's okay. But anyway, I am prepared if quicksand ever really embraces us. So let's just be clear on that. However, as for, you know, getting into like where are you stuck or where do you need, I think a lot of, you know, I think the tagline I've had on my website for a while, and this has been morphing and changing, but it's like, I help create clarity, right? I think that I don't know if it's, I was a high school educator for 13 years. I worked as a leadership teacher. I created activities. I worked as a social studies teacher. But I think by hearing, I listen to people. I hear what's going on, and I also assess their values, their goals, their sticking points, their support systems, right? And we look at the, you know, often you hear like educate the whole child. Well, to me, it's like, I support the whole human. I want to really listen and say, okay, Mike, what is also going on in your life, in your health? What are your goals? What are your ambitions? What are you and Anne working on? Like, I want to know all these things because then we can best like hone in on what to do next, what needs to come up to the top of the surface, what's kind of can hang out in the middle, and what we kind of need to just like let simmer at the bottom, right? And so I think that's just a style and approach that I have, and it's worked very well, because I find that people who they're successful in their life, they're successful in their business, but they want to do more. They want to level up. They want to make changes, but they're kind of just helping keep all the plates spinning right now. So how do we like throw in a whole new recipe or bring on a whole new restaurant, right? And so I think it's a good time to just assess that. And you and I did some work on this specifically. You know, we had a couple sessions and I said, okay, Mike, this is the Vanessa. I'm driving the bus. You're on it with me. And I said, you know, let's talk about all these things and also to share it that more personal, vulnerable, intimate way of like, here's what's going on. And I create that safe space to help support that. And I'm going to be your cheerleader and your champion. And many times I'm like, no, Mike, don't forget, you're bringing this awesome sauce to the table. Let's make sure they know this is the top item we're selling, right? But at the same time, I'm also going to kick your booty and keep you in check to say, you can do more, or no, wait, you should do less. Like where are those boundaries and that limitations that we maybe don't put on ourselves because it's too much to hold? A great mutual friend of ours, Stephen Worley, gave this analogy. And while the part of it gets kind of funny because it's not my personality, but I think you'll get where I'm going with this. He said, Vanessa has this gift, kind of like how you go to the tax person once a year and you dump all these receipts and all these notes and these napkins and this, all these things you think are going to help you to make the best, to put in your taxes, get the most out of your refund, right? And Vanessa, just like the tax accountant, makes it all make sense and it weaves together. And I'm going to then set you on the path of like, hey, let's start adding this in. Let's start thinking about this deduction. Let's start moving down that way so that every year you're maximizing the way you are using your skills, your talents, and also factoring in your values, your goals, your alignment, etc.
So Vanessa is excited. I'm excited. And everyone else that you're going to hear from this week, we're all excited for the Big Ready, which is taking place again, February 2nd. That's a Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific time. There's a bunch of other little delightful events and happenings going on around the Big Ready, including the VIP workshop that's taking place on February the 6th. But if you're interested in picking up a ticket, hearing more from Vanessa, as well as some of the other presenters you're going to hear from this week, as well as some who've appeared on the podcast before, again, just head to thebigready.com and pick up your ticket today. You'll hear more from Vanessa, not only at the Big Ready, but on a future episode of the Productivityist podcast. So don't forget, check out thebigready.com now, and that way you can join us and join a wide variety of people from all over the world as we descend on the internet to get ready to move forward. Thanks again for listening to this bonus episode of the Productivityist podcast. I've got another one for you tomorrow, so stick around. Until then, this is Mike Vardy, the host of the Productivityist podcast and the host of The Big Ready, reminding you to stop guessing and start going. We'll see you at The Big Ready.